From the Farmers and Ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. American Farm Bureau Federation Associate Economist Samantha Ayoub recently analyzed a survey of costs for summer cookouts as we approach Independence Day next week. Chad Smith has the details.
As Americans all across the country are gearing up to celebrate Independence Day, families planning a cookout celebration should plan to spend about the same as they did last year. Samantha Ayoub, an associate economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the group's volunteer shopper survey found almost no change from last year's results.
This year's summer cookout finds that a July 4th meal, it'll run you about $70.92, or $7.09 a person. This is the second highest price we've seen since we started the survey, but it is down about 30 cents from last year.
She said some of the biggest price swings this year come from protein.
So for 2 pounds of ground beef this year, it'll run you about $13, which is up 4.5% from last year. But our largest decrease was actually in pork chops, with an 8.8% decrease to $14.13.
Ayoub says that we can celebrate America's independence this year and part because of the hard work of farmers and ranchers, but they are still waiting on a modernized five-year farm bill.
As we continue to see crop prices falling, as we continue to see pressures from whether it's animal disease or crop disease or drought, we require support for our farmers, whether that's price supports in down markets or continued research and innovation to make sure that farmers have the technology they need to sustain through hard times.
You can learn more at fb.org/4thofjuly. Chad Smith, Washington.
Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year Awards. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
We're thrilled to welcome nominations and applications for the second year of the Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year Awards. This prestigious honor celebrates the extraordinary individuals who have been champions of mental health advocacy in our rural Kansas communities. Their dedication is life-changing in regions where mental health resources are often scarce. Applications for the 2025 round of awards are now open through July 18th. Selected recipients will not only receive well-deserved recognition at the Kansas Farm Bureau annual meeting and the Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference, but also cash prizes to further their advocacy efforts. For more information and to make a nomination, visit www.kfb/rural-minds-matter. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
June is the month that tests my schedule and patience as we await the start of wheat harvest. June is the one month out of the entire year where I fully exercise being noncommittal. Our June days are determined by whether the wheat is ready or not. We generally have a pretty good idea of when our wheat harvest will take place on our farm. Yes, some years we've started harvest earlier than normal, but we have established a normal harvest window, but there are exceptions, and this year is definitely one of those. We've passed the halfway point of the month of June, and with that, we have also passed our normal harvest window. This year, we are still quite energized at this point of the month, mostly because we have had so much rain. The rain has essentially halted all work. From finishing up soybean and sorghum planting to swathing hay and harvesting wheat, we have been unable to get into the fields. I know the summer heat will turn up soon. I know that the Kansas winds will blow again, and I know that soon we will have dry fields and it will be go time. The combines are ready, the trucks are ready, the workers are ready, and as soon as we can go, we will.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from the Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.